digging up bones.
Digging up bones.
Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. Dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones.
Digging up bones.
I'm digging up bones.
Digging up bones.
Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of the National Intel Report on June the 6th, 2017. I'm Michael Herzog, sitting in for John Stattmiller today. Hey, folks, have you ever woken up in the morning with a dislocated jaw? Well, evidently, that's what happened to John this morning. He slept wrong on his pillow or something last night. Got up this morning, and his jaw on one side was dislocated by about, I don't know, a quarter to a half an inch. Had a terrible time talking to me today. So I agreed to step in for him today. The song kind of fits in with what I'm going to do today on the show. I'm going to dig up a few bones. So that's why I played it. So let's get to it. Before I get into this, I want to read a couple things. When I get on my computer, I have this screen that comes up, and it's all mainstream stuff, usually political stuff. And there's a couple of little snippets here that I want to read to you. And then I'm going to give you my comment. Out of Bloomberg, which, by the way, I don't read mainstream news. I don't watch mainstream news. I don't even get involved in it because it's too much of a comedy act for me. Well, it's gone beyond a comedy act, folks, because, you know, it's gotten so serious that I can't laugh anymore because it's too blatant and in-your-face lies. But I want to read this. It says, out of politics in Bloomberg, the source, Comey won't say if Trump tried to obstruct justice. Fired FBI Director James Comey will publicly describe conversations with Donald Trump, but stop short of saying if he thinks the president sought to obstruct a federal probe of Russia's role in the 2016 election, according to a person familiar with Comey's thinking. Well, let me tell you why he's going to stop short. Because he hasn't talked to Robert Mueller, Fixer, Choker, whoever that guy is, okay? The guy that's setting up the Senate FBI. The Senate investigations. He's not going to do anything until he tag teams with Robert Mueller. Now, the other one I want to read to you is out of politics and Associated Press. It says the White House allies scramble for ways to counter Comey. The White House and its allies are scrambling. Now, this is a mainstream report if I ever saw one, folks, because the White House and its allies are scrambling for ways to offset potential damage from fired FBI Director James Comey's highly anticipated congressional testimony, an appearance that could expose new details about his discussion with President Donald Trump about the federal investigation. Well, no. The White House isn't scrambling for ways to offset the potential damage. You see, Comey has already refused to testify in front of the congressional hearings until he's had a chance to talk to his good buddy, Robert Mueller, Fixer, Choker. All right? That's why they're going to talk before they go do this. And a little bit later in the program, I'll probably bring up again what I brought up on my program last night, which is that Adam Schiff is trying to block certain people from testifying at all, for reasons of which I'll go into. So, with all that said, let's get into this. So, hearings are being set up, and witnesses are to be called this month on this phony Russian collusion thing, right? So I want to start by having us hear what Larry Klayman with Freedom Watch has to say. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is a guy that brought the wrongful death suit against Hillary Clinton regarding the Benghazi fiasco that was thrown out recently by Judge Amy Berman Jackson. I'm going to play the first 10 minutes of this clip as Larry explains his past experience with Special Senate Counsel Robert Mueller, Fixer, Choker, along with his ties to James Comey and what they may be attempting in these upcoming hearings. And then after analyzing this, we're going to fast forward and listen to Dennis Montgomery, the guy that testified for 3 hours regarding to the FBI regarding ongoing surveillance, and Comey buried the evidence. So with that, let's get started. Mike, go ahead and play that clip of Larry Klayman.
Welcome to the fourth edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. We're rocking and rolling today. There's a lot of news, and there are a lot of things that I'm doing at Freedom Watch that the American people don't know about yet. We are the real special counsel. Forget about Robert Mueller. And let's talk about Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, former director of the FBI, was there in the days leading up to 9/11. At that time, I represented two FBI whistleblowers by the name of Robert Wright and John Vinson, special agents of the FBI Counterterrorism Task Force out of Chicago. They had uncovered Saudi money laundering into the United States with an individual named Marsouk. They believed that that money laundering was going to be used for a massive terrorist attack. How did I meet these agents? I met them through David Shippers, who was the House impeachment manager when President Bill Clinton was impeached and later tried in the U.S. Senate. I met them in Shippers' Chicago office. They told me the story, and they tried to get this story out to the higher reaches of the FBI because they were being thwarted, that is, stopped from investigating this money laundering by the Saudis. Now, this is really important because Mueller covered this up. And, of course, why did he cover it up? Because he's a political animal. Because at that time, he was working under the auspices of George W. Bush. The Bush family has always been very close to Saudi Arabia. In fact, Daddy Bush, H.W. Bush, was a charter member of the Carlyle Group. Carlyle Group had over $1 billion invested in it, its investment firm from the Bin Laden family in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, we know of the Saudi money interests, oil interests, that are intertwined with the American oil industry. And, of course, the Bushes are out of Texas primarily, at least W. in particular. So that helps explain why there was this hesitancy to get into Saudi money laundering and why Mueller didn't do anything about it and allowed this investigation not to go forward. That tells you something about him. He's a political animal, and we now know that he's very close to James Comey. The two of them have worked together in the past. They're friends. God only knows what was going through the mind of the Trump Justice Department. And I have great respect for the Attorney General, and I understand good things about Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. But why Mueller? Because now it appears that James Comey, former FBI director, has declined testifying in front of Congress, that is the House Oversight and Reform Committee, and the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the House Intel Committee, until he has a chance to speak in confidence with Robert Mueller. Now, what's he likely to say to Robert Mueller? He's going to pull out these memoranda, these so-called memoranda, which he claims shows that President Trump tried to influence his investigation of this so-called Russian collusion between President Trump's staff people during his campaign and later in the White House. I believe, because Comey did not come forward with that, he did not disclose that earlier to appropriate individuals and officials in the Justice Department, that Comey manufactured those memoranda after the fact. That's not that unusual, regrettably, in Washington, D.C., in the corrupt swamp of Washington, D.C. Of course, you know I'm from Florida, so I know how the swamp operates. I know how the alligators sliver about. And these people are alligators. I believe that Comey wants to work with Mueller to try to have President Trump indicted for obstruction of justice as payback for his very, very public firing. Comey cannot be trusted, as I've said before. He covered up an investigation into mass surveillance that could have taken place with the aid of a whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, my client, who came forward with 47 hard drives, over 600 million pages of information, showing that the NSA, CIA, Director of National Intelligence, all under the Obama administration and even before, were conducting illegal, unconstitutional surveillance under the Fourth Amendment without probable cause on this, on the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, other justices, 156 judges, Donald Trump when he was a businessman, many times, many places, in Trump Tower, and even yours truly, Larry Klayman. They got me 4 times, among others. On top of that, you have the revelations of Edward Snowden and other things that we've uncovered in our lawsuits that were brought in Washington, D.C. and assigned to federal judge Richard Leon, where he found that this conduct is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and preliminarily enjoined these intelligence agencies twice, which resulted in a change in the law, which resulted in a prohibition to continue this kind of conduct. But apparently it's continued. Now, Comey covered this up. He's had all this information in FBI files for over 2 years. Dennis Montgomery testified for over 3 hours under oath to FBI special agents Walter Giardina and William Barnett. It's been covered up. So if anybody should be indicted, it is not the President of the United States, but in fact it's Comey himself for, ironically, him perpetrating an obstruction of justice over these illegal activities. Now, layer that on top of the fact that this week we found out that Anthony Weiner was indicted in New York for sending, excuse the French, dick pics. I think we actually blouted that out in our last segment, but that's what they're called, to underage minors. And he obviously has done something which is not just humiliating, but caused criminal activity. I call this the Weiner factor. It's not Weiner schnitzel, it's the Weiner factor, okay? Because this is what is so feared with regard to everyone who oversees these intelligence agencies. And that's why the intelligence committees on Capitol Hill who are investigating this so-called Russian connection don't want to get into the real crime, the unmasking of information about the Trump team, which was illegal, that was supposed to be classified, obtained by intelligence agencies run by Obama at the time, and other mass surveillance, because they're afraid, like Anthony Weiner, that stuff's going to come out of their files, that, in fact, their Weiner is going to be exposed. Now, I'm just talking about sexual aspects and things like that. You know, Capitol Hill is well known for its Sodom and Gomorrah atmosphere. And I don't condemn people of an alternative lifestyle, but I would say probably a third to a half of people in Capitol Hill have that alternative lifestyle, and they don't want that out. And that's why all this thing has gotten frozen, and that's why Comey buried this stuff about the illegal surveillance in because the FBI is also doing it as well. So this is the real story about what's going on. Now, we're going to hold him accountable. We're going to put all this stuff in front of him. We're going to tell him, do your job. We are investigating this. We're in court. And just today, we had a report that came out from Circa News. They've been groundbreaking stories about this illegal surveillance. Sarah Carter and John Solomon, two great reporters, have just broken a new story that, in fact, under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that these intelligence agencies, despite the rulings that we got before Judge Leon, enjoining this illegal activity and a change in the law called the USA Freedom Act, have engaged in continual massive surveillance against the American people without probable cause, unmasking information, and this place is basically out of control. And that is super important because we're going back to the court. We're going to go back to Leon. We're going to tell him to get off his duff. Frankly, he's been inert for the last 2 years. I don't know what's going on over there. I hope he's okay. I hope his health is okay. I like him. I think he's a very good judge. But we're going to light a fire under his derriere because he needs to bring these intelligence agencies in. We need to be able to get into discovery in these cases, get sworn testimony from people like John Brennan, this very corrupt ex-CIA director who just testified yesterday, who frankly most people believe is a closet Muslim, apparently has a prayer rug in his office. James Clapper, a certified liar under oath, former director of National Intelligence. Admiral Rogers, frankly, who's a two-faced Republican traitor who runs the NSA right now, who's trying to do a number on Trump. And it's all part of an effort, both Democrats and Republicans, to destroy the Trump presidency because even the Republicans want him out because they want to run their establishment candidate against him in 2020. You've got individuals like Jason Chaffetz of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee that have been stabbing the president in the back. You've got, of course, the John McCain, who at this point is a senile dinosaur, just a hateful guy. And even Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday last week asked him why he was so hateful, in effect, why he attacks everybody, including Trump. And he suggested that maybe he should go on decaf. that he may be a little bit supercharged. But we're in a serious situation. The presidency hangs in the balance. We have to give our president a chance. You'll hear in later segments, and I'm going to bring in
my
good friend.
Go ahead. Cut it off, Mike. Okay. Now, that's that part, folks. So, now, I've mentioned Robert Mueller, fixer, choker, on my show several times before. And as Larry just reported, now, he was the director of the FBI in the days leading up to 9/11. And Larry Klayman was legally representing the two FBI whistleblowers, as he said, Robert Wright and John Vincent, FBI Special Agents and Counterterrorism Task Force. Now, as Klayman just reported, these two had uncovered Saudi money laundering into the United States with an individual named Marsouk. And both agents believed that the money laundered was going to be used for a massive terrorist attack. Now, it's interesting that Klayman met these two through David Shippers. Now, David was the House impeachment manager when President Bill Clinton was impeached and he was tried in the U.S. Senate. When these two FBI agents tried to get this story to the higher-ups in the FBI, it was Mueller, fixer, choker, who covered it up. Starting to sound familiar, folks? Kind of like Comey saying, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Hillary. Now, for those of you who don't recall, David Shippers is a Chicago lawyer. He became a public figure when a friend of his, at the time Congressman Henry Hyde, asked him to be the chief investigative counsel for the United States House Judiciary Committee, which was holding an inquiry on whether President Bill Clinton had committed impeachable offenses in his handling of the Paula Jones sexual harassment suit, during which he committed perjury regarding his affair with then White House intern Monica Lewinsky. And Shippers was a lifelong Democrat, but he accepted the job and took it in April of 1998. Now, on December 10th, 1998, Shippers said to the committee, and I quote, the president then has lied under oath in a civil deposition, lied under oath in a criminal grand jury, he lied to the people, he lied to his cabinet, he lied to his top aides, and now he's lied under oath to the Congress of the United States. There is no one left to lie to, unquote. So, after the investigation, the committee in December of 1998 voted to impeach Bill Clinton, a decision supported by David Shippers. Well, we all know the outcome of that farce, but oh, hey, it gets better. Now, why did Mueller, fixer, choker, I'm getting stuck on that, I can't even get off that now. Why did he cover up the Saudi money laundering story? Well, that's interesting. As Klayman says, he was working under the auspices of George W. Bush. And though Klayman didn't mention it, when we read or reread the PNAC documents, Project for a New American Century, and the signatories, many of those neocons, if we recall, making their way into the Bush administration, the plan of, quote, a new Pearl Harbor was already in effect, specifically page 52, paragraph 2, in the chapter Rebuilding America's Defenses. Now, I won't quote it verbatim, but it says something along the lines of, the strategy is likely to be a long one, save a cataclysmic and catastrophic event such as a new Pearl Harbor. We all remember that. The Bush family has always been very close to the Saudis, even to the point of flying the bin Laden family out of the United States after 9/11 when all the planes had been grounded. Do you recall Donald Trump calling out Jeb Bush on that one back early in the campaign? If we recall, shortly thereafter, and I think it was within a few days, if not a week at the most, Jeb Bush dropped out of the race. And later on, George H.W. Bush, when he was making an appearance, gave the Illuminati cutthroat sign to Donald Trump. Now, Larry Klayman reminds us that George H.W. Bush was a charter member of the Carlyle Group, and the bin Ladens had over $1 billion, with a B, not M, $1 billion invested in that group. All right, hear the music coming up. We've got to take a break. I'll be back with this and continue. We're going to dig up some bones here today, folks. Stick with me. More to come. I'm looking out for you. Oh, 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 oh,
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Now, folks, what I'm about to tell you today, I've got documented here. It's all facts. I've dug it all up, okay? You can pick it up anywhere. You're not going to hear any of this on mainstream media, ever. They're not going to tell you this. This is the only place that you're going to get this kind of an in-depth report on digging up these bones, which I'm about to do. So before I go there, I want to ask you, what's this worth to you, folks? What is this information worth to you? You know, we've been in a pledge drive for over a month, and we're a third of the way there. And I know the economy's bad, you know, and I know John and I both hate to ask for money. But there's equipment that seriously needs to be replaced. There's things that need to be done. And there's a tax being made on advertisers. Advertisers are falling by the wayside. So we're going to have to shift this into a new age to keep bringing this information to you. So I want you to do me a favor, if you would. Call Mikey up, my board operator, at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a donation. Or $20, $50, whatever doesn't take any food off your table, folks. We're not asking you to give us an arm and a leg. Or go into the website at therepublicbroadcasting.org, click the PayPal button, you know, mention that you did this because Michael was barking at you. Or you can drop a check, money order, or cash if you want to put it into tinfoil at RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All this stuff I've done so many times, it comes off the top of my head, and sometimes it gets scrambled, folks, so bear with me on that one. Okay, so anyway, yes, please do. It would be a big favor to me, but it's also a big favor to RBN, and if you value this information, and folks, this is going to get, believe me, you're never going to hear this stuff on mainstream media, all right? I'm going to give you some stuff here that's going to dig up some bones that maybe some of it you know, but a lot of it you didn't. So hang in there. Here we go. Strap your seatbelt on. Now, again, I want to remind you that George H.W. Bush was a charter member, and I think he still is. He may be too old now, I don't know, of the Carlyle Group. And the Bin Ladens had over $1 billion with a B dollars invested in that group. Now, that's a confirmation by Larry Klayman. And also, I've had that confirmed privately to me by Susan Lindauer, who was, for a short time, a temp for the Carlyle Group, working in there before 9/11, and she had access to their financials. Now, Robert Mueller, being George H.W. Bush's henchman or choker or fixer, buried this and was instructed by Daddy Bush not to let the investigation go forward. According to Klayman, he's basically the same type of fixer or choker, or in Larry's words, political animal, and he's also a very close friend of James Comey. They've worked together in the past, and yes, they are friends. Now, the picture starts to become clear why James Comey has declined testifying in front of Congress, the House Oversight Committee, or the Reform Committee, until he has had a chance to speak in confidence with Robert Mueller. And I agree with Larry Klayman. Comey's going to pull out these so-called memorandums that he claims shows Trump trying to influence his investigation of the so-called Russian collusion between the Trump staff people and his campaign and later in the White House. Now, Comey never came forward with those memos. He never disclosed them from earlier to any of the appropriate individuals or officials in the Justice Department. And it is apparent, and I agree, that Comey likely manufactures those memos after the fact. And Larry Klayman, an attorney who's dealt with these people for years, and he ought to know, he says this type of thing is not unusual at all. Comey wants a private audience with Mueller to likely, and this is my opinion, I said this before Larry Klayman even said it, to script the questions and answers beforehand and develop a narrative in attempts to have Trump indicted for obstruction of justice, probably out of revenge for Comey's termination at the hands of Trump. Now, as I've reported numerous times on my show, Comey covered up an investigation on mass surveillance that could have taken place with the aid of whistleblower Dennis Montgomery. Now, Dennis Montgomery, oh, I hear the music coming up again. All right, we're going to take a bottom-of-the-hour break, and when I get back, I'm going to let you hear, I'll get into this a little bit, but then I'm going to let you hear Dennis Montgomery from his own lips, folks. So stick around, more to come. See you on the other side. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Digging up some bones today, not just on Comey, but I'm going to be digging up a few bones on a few other players in the game, folks. So stick with me here because it's going to get, I think you'll find it's going to get real interesting. So, again, Comey covered up an investigation on mass surveillance that could have taken place with the aid of whistleblower Dennis Montgomery. He had 47 hard drives, 600 million pages of documents proving that the NSA, the CIA, the Director of National Intelligence under the Obama administration and even before were conducting illegal and unconstitutional surveillance violating the Fourth Amendment without any probable cause on the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, 156 other judges, Donald Trump as a businessman many times, many places in Trump Tower, and even Larry Klayman himself. So, Judge Richard Leon found this conduct illegal and unconstitutional And Larry Klayman goes on to say that Leon preliminarily enjoined these agencies twice, which resulted in a charge in the law or a change in the law and a prohibition to continue this kind of conduct. But evidently, it's still continuing. Now, Comey has had this stuff in his file for over 2 years and has deliberately covered it up. Now, I've reported this on my show at least twice, and Klayman is confirming this yet again. Montgomery testified for 3 hours under oath to Special Agents Walter Giardina and William Barnett of the FBI. So if anyone is to be indicted here, it's not Donald Trump. It's James Comey for obstruction of justice. And I agree with Klayman that there is a bigger picture here. And Klayman explains it well, involving the Anthony Weiner situation and what they are afraid might be exposed. So I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to touch on that. You heard it. But Klayman thinks that, I mean, his estimates are that one-third to one-half of everyone on Capitol Hill, from his words, pursues some sort of alternative sexual lifestyle, and they are afraid that this may come out. Now, this is likely why Comey buried this stuff. So, and I've heard a couple tales about James Comey and his sexual proclivities. I'm not really going to go into it much, other than he's really a big fan for some reason of Howdy Doody. I'm not going to go there. I'll save that for another day. But I'll tell you what, with that, I want to go to later in this clip with Larry Klayman, where he pulls Dennis Montgomery up. And I want you to hear from Dennis Montgomery's own lips as an ITCIA contractor that was put in charge of all of this stuff and has the evidence. All right, so go ahead and play that clip, Mike.
Let's now listen to an interview that Dennis Montgomery gave on this station. It was rebroadcast on Rap Radio. Franklin's on the line right now. Let's listen to what Montgomery said, because it bears on the president's trip to the Middle East. It bears on the fact that he can't do business without being surveilled by the intelligence agencies and all these leaks that are destroying the presidency. This is Dennis Montgomery in our prior segment on a prior show.
That's right, Larry. The question that you asked was to do with the FBI's role in the surveillance of Americans. Here's Dennis Montgomery with Larry Klayman.
I think that they've been involved in as much as the CIA and everybody. In fact, on the data that I provided them, it shows that the FBI servers were breached by the CIA at least seven times over 6 years. Why would the CIA be breaching the FBI computers? I'll tell you why. Because they were interested in finding out if there were ongoing criminal investigations going on into their own actions.
Now, you've heard the allegations of President Trump that he's wiretapped. Based on everything you know and your experience, is that credible? Is that plausible?
Absolutely. In fact, I provided to the FBI 17 businesses of Donald Trump, including the Trump Tower, the Trump leasing programs, all of these different programs, and including Trump himself and the various family members that had been wiretapped under these programs. In fact, if you remember, Larry, I started by going to Maricopa County and showing that Sheriff Arpaio himself was wiretapped under the Obama administration.
Well, this is important, Dennis, and the FBI is sitting on it. I'm doing my role in having the government do its job, having others press on the FBI to do its job. But we know that Director Comey is playing both sides of the street, and frankly, most people don't believe he's telling the truth. And it's very unfortunate because he had a good reputation before, but he's apparently ruining it these days. And frankly, no one on the intelligence committees can be trusted. Do you think they can be? I don't think they can.
No, in fact, Representative Nunes came out recently saying that there was no credible evidence that Trump Tower had been wiretapped. I find that amazing, considering I have both contacted Representative Nunes and said I would be more than willing to supply you information proving that they had, and that there's so much mass surveillance data that has been taking place. I mean, there's been a wiretap on Trump for years.
That's very important, particularly since the president is just going on a foreign trip. He can't conduct business without being subject to surveillance. How does he do the affairs of state when he's being watched by Big Brother and when it's then going to be leaked? We, of course, have seen all these leaks out of the White House. I believe, and other people believe, that heads are going to roll when the president comes back. There are going to be people fired. The chief of staff may even be gone. But this is untenable. And now we see exactly what's been going on. And with regard to the surveillance, and I'm happy to report, and I hope something happens, and I hope they're listening, I was contacted this morning by Senator Rand Paul's office, and they're interested in Montgomery. I offered to bring him forward. I offered to let him testify behind closed doors. Rand Paul has a security clearance. He can listen to this. And I hope that this is movement in the right direction, because as Dennis just said, nobody has wanted to listen to him. Now, Section 702 is going to be reauthorized probably in the next months. That's the section that allows for surveillance of Americans making calls overseas. Currently, they're all intercepted. So, call overseas. Remember that Big Brother is listening. And in fact, when you make a call here, remember that Big Brother is listening. In addition to hopefully working with Senator Paul, but, you know, frankly, given the past history, past is a prologue, nothing's happened in the past. Rand Paul actually brought a lawsuit after we did at the NSA, and it kind of sat for years. But I hope this is a new day. We'd like to work with him. We always want to work with public officials that want to do their job. But Freedom Watch itself is going to be bringing a new lawsuit in the next few days.
Okay, Mike, go ahead and cut that. Go ahead and cut it. Okay, so this is how bad it is, folks. Montgomery states that the CIA breached even the FBI servers on at least seven different occasions in the past 6 years. Now, why would the CIA be breaching the FBI computers? Well, they wanted to know if there were any ongoing criminal investigations within the FBI of their own actions. This is so over the top and paranoid of our so-called government agencies. I mean, look at what they've become here. They're spying on their own. They're spying on everybody. Donald Trump can't do anything without being spied upon. We can't make a phone call without being spied upon, whether it be overseas or domestically. These people are in absolute paranoia. And if it wasn't so sick, it would be downright laughable. But this is serious, folks. Klayman states that he disclosed to the FBI 17 of Donald Trump, I'm sorry, Montgomery stated that he had disclosed to the FBI 17 of Donald Trump's businesses that were being surveilled. Straight out. So the allegations Trump had made earlier, if we recall, about Barack Obama wiretapping his campaign a few months ago, they were true. And, as we recall, Obama denied it. The mainstream media tried to debunk it and laugh it off. But this is Comey obstructing justice by burying this evidence to protect Obama. Then, to add insult to injury, Comey wants a private audience with Mueller, who's the guy that buried the investigation regarding the Saudi money laundering. He wants a private audience with Mueller to show his bogus memo evidence and script their questioning in attempts to indict Trump for what hypocrite Comey is guilty of. And Mueller, the fixer, was appointed to do just that. Folks, this is an outrage to our justice system and to the rule of law, and Comey needs to be in jail. Now, some of you, many of you maybe didn't hear, I reported over, I think it was over a month ago on my show, that Mike Zullo, the retired New York detective, was working with Joe Arpaio, the former sheriff here in Maricopa County, who, by the way, there was massive amounts of money that was put against him in his campaign to get him ousted, on the Obama birth certificate issue. And it stalled over the Montgomery testimony to the FBI, as when they reached their findings, when Zullo reached his findings and they found out that indeed that the birth certificate was a fraud, they didn't have any place to take it because they couldn't take it to the FBI, they couldn't take it to the New York City Police Department, they couldn't take it to the D.C. Police Department because they're burying all this stuff. So they didn't take it to the FBI because Comey had already shown he'd bury that as well. So they had this document that's forged in nine different places, and there's nothing they could do with it. That's why you haven't heard anything more about it. And then Nunes comes out and says, there's no credible evidence that Trump had been wiretapped. And Montgomery tells Nunez that he'd be happy to supply the info. And I remember reporting on this, oh gosh, it has to be a month and a half ago, proving that they had it and they could show all the mass surveillance data that was taking place. And evidently Nunez didn't want to see it. I thought that they were going to come out with this in a private hearing, but evidently they didn't even do that. Now, the good news is this. Rand Paul has come forward and is interested in Montgomery. And Larry Klayman offered to let Montgomery testify behind closed doors in front of Rand Paul. We'll have to see what happens with that one, folks. Now, talking about the bones here, and this is where it gets really sick. This is what disgusts me, because I'm almost ashamed to say that for so many years, I trusted my government as being a benevolent government. I was naive. I didn't know any better, like many of you out there. Okay, we all had our day of reckoning where we woke up to what was really going on. But it looks as if our government is infested with these cockroaches. And it looks like if indeed this does come out, which, you know, we're working on it, we're trying to get it, you know, all of the shine a light on all these cockroaches, that it may very well come close to, if not bring down, this government. And that's part of what they're trying to hide. There's a lot of what they're trying to hide, but that's just part of it, folks. But I want to get into the background on these people so you can see not only James Comey's background, but also the players in the game. We all know the attorney, Cheryl Mills, who is Hillary Clinton's attorney. Her background, her first job was at a law firm in D.C. called Hogan and Hartman. And it was Hogan and Hartman's law firm that did the Clintons' taxes. So that's evidently how the Clintons met Cheryl Mills. Hillary Clinton hired Cheryl Mills as her personal attorney in 1993. She advised the Clintons during the Whitewater scandal. Now, this is all, take mental notes on this, folks, because this is all very important. You're going to see what a cluster of incestuous cockroaches these people are. And I think I know what the core issue behind it. There's a number of them, but I'll get there. Anyway, she advised the Clintons during the Whitewater scandal. The Whitewater scandal where two people wound up dead. I'll get to that as well. Also, she advised the Clintons in the Ken Starr investigation over the impeachment. She worked with Hillary in the State Department, and she also, in tandem with that, at the same time, served on the Clinton Foundation, which the Clintons claim that she worked for free, but a lot of evidence from other people is saying that, no, she was double-dipping on that. So she was getting a salary from the State Department and working for the Clinton Foundation. She had exchanged thousands, and make a mental note of this because I'm going to get to this here in a few minutes, folks. She had exchanged thousands of emails with Hillary on Hillary's private server. Likely the reason why Hillary's emails were erased. And remember, they weren't just erased, they were acid scrubbed. All of this evidence, and James Comey says that there no prosecutor would even try to take this case to court. So it's obvious with anybody that has two brain cells to rub together that this guy is neck deep in this stuff, James Comey, and he's the absolute choker fixer for the Clintons. But moving forward, okay, one of the other players in the game, Loretta Lynch. Her college days, she was a best friend of Eric Holder's wife. They were best friends in college. In 1999, Loretta Lynch was appointed as the U.S. Attorney for Eastern District of New York by none other than, guess who? Bill Clinton. She quit in 2001 when George W. Bush was elected. And she was a prosecutor, but she didn't work. And then, as soon as Bill Clinton was out, she was gone. Loretta Lynch prosecuted the HSBC Bank, that Chinese bank that was accused of money laundering, laundering drug money, and also child trafficking. And Loretta Lynch botched the job deliberately, I believe. She let them loose. No one was sent to jail. And they were basically just slapped on the wrist and fined. Now, she went back to work at Hogan and Hartman in 2001 and stayed there from 2001 till 2010. And during this tenure, pay close attention to this because this is very important, folks. During this tenure, Loretta worked on a software patent program for a company called MX Logic. Now, coincidentally, MX Logic software was used on Hillary Clinton's private server. So, Lynch was in charge of the investigation of Clinton's email server that was operating MX Logic software. Isn't there some kind of a conflict of interest with that somewhere? Lynch, as Attorney General, as we all know, in June of 2016, met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac at the Phoenix Airport and talked about their grandkids and Bill's 112-degree golf game that day. It was 112 here that day, I know, folks, because I was here. You don't play golf here when it's 112 degrees. Nobody does. It's too hot. I hear the music. We'll be back. Just days before Comey announced that no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Hillary. That came just days after that meeting on the tarmac. We'll be back after 3. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller today. Thanks for listening. Be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller today. Digging up bones on a few players in the game. For anybody that thinks that or believes, and I know none of you out there do, but for anybody out there that believes that, you know, James Comey's nonpartisan and he just follows the truth as the justice warrior of, you know, that's what he does. Well, now we're going to get into the Comey-Clinton connections, all right? And then after we do, after I do this, you tell me if this guy is squeaky clean and nonpartisan. We're going to go back 21 years. 1996, James Comey joined the Whitewater Committee as the Deputy Special Legal Counsel. Now, for those who don't recall, that Whitewater investigation was over the Clintons' shady real estate deals, and there was two mysterious deaths in that era, both Vince Foster and James McDougal. Vince Foster, as you know, died supposedly from a suicide. James McDougal was in prison and was pulled out of prison and taken away in a helicopter. And he died later in some medical facility, which two witnesses that knew James as inmates in there said it's totally ridiculous, the story. I'm not going to go there tonight because I've got much more to go here. In 2002, James Comey was appointed by George W. Bush as the U.S. Attorney for the South District of New York. And in 2005, James Comey was appointed as special counsel for Lockheed Martin defense contractor. Now, this is interesting here. James Comey was the attorney or the lead attorney on the Lockheed Martin defense or Lockheed Martin Corporation, and he brokered a deal where Lockheed Martin donated $250,000 to the Clinton Foundation. He also brokered the deal for a $250,000 paycheck from Lockheed Martin for a speech in Egypt given by Bill Clinton. Later, under Hillary Clinton's State Department, Lockheed Martin was awarded no less than 17 no-bid contracts totaling in the billions and paid for by the American taxpayer. It's called pay-to-play, folks. That's what she was doing when she was with the State Department. Had she been elected president, the Clinton Foundation would still be open for business on a larger scale. Comey, by the way, was paid $6 million for his services in the Lockheed Martin negotiations. He left Lockheed Martin and joined HSBC Bank, the same bank tied to the that is tied to the Clinton Global Initiative, and the same bank that was prosecuted by the Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch for drug trafficking, money laundering, and child trafficking, in which Loretta Lynch presided over. And the result? No one went to jail, and HSBC was fined. A slap on the hand, if you will. 2013, as we know, Comey was appointed by Obama as the FBI director. In FBI hearings regarding Hillary's private server scandal, remember Cheryl Mills that I just went down the rabbit hole on? Cheryl Mills. Oh, boy. That was quick. I'll get back to Cheryl on the other side, folks. Stick with me. More to come. Second hour coming up. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairness, rules, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months.
A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.